Donald Trump's reversed federal order to pause most federal assistance caused Delaware and other states to lose access to Medicaid and other support services Tuesday. The White House rescinded the order Wednesday after it sparked confusion across government agencies. But the unprecedented action still has people on high alert. Here's Congresswoman Sarah McBride.
We heard from dozens of nonprofits across the state that receive federal funding. There would be significant consequences, even in its most limited form, for those organizations, because in many cases, they're operating on very slim budgets.
Delaware and a coalition of states asked a court Wednesday to issue a stay to prevent a freeze of federal funding. Nearly 500,000 Pennsylvanians get health insurance through plans on Penny, the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. Most qualify for tax credits, which lower monthly premium costs. Those tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year if Congress does not extend them. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
Westchester real estate agent Adam Fine gets insurance for his family of five through Penny. Right now, with all of his tax credits, he saves about $200 a month on premium costs. But the family could lose some or all of that savings next year. Fine says if that happens, they may have to switch to a cheaper plan that doesn't offer as much coverage.
To have to say, we need to get a health insurance plan that's $200, $300, $400 less a month means that potentially my kids wouldn't be able to go to their pediatrician that we have in place right now. And that's just a decision that we hope that we're not faced with.
State insurance experts say premium costs would rise by an average of 81% across the Commonwealth. Antoinette Krause of the Pennsylvania Health Access Network says that'll leave people with a tough choice.
They'll have to either go uninsured or purchase plans that might have a high deductible.
State officials, leaders at Penny, and local advocates are urging members of Congress to extend funding while preparing people for heftier price tags next year. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Students' reading scores continue to slide in the wake of the pandemic, and little improvements have been made in math. That's according to the latest results of the exam known among educators as the nation's report card. In Pennsylvania and New Jersey, the tests were administered in early 2024. In PA, only 33% of fourth graders were proficient in reading. Math was higher at 41%. In New Jersey, there's a similar story, with students scoring slightly higher in math than in reading across the board. And we learned this morning there are no survivors after a plane and helicopter crashed in the Potomac River last night. We will have more details about the crash on Morning Edition this morning. And note that some flights between the D.C. area airports and Philadelphia have been experiencing delays and cancellations, understandably, this morning.